Violence in Iraq is at a five-year high. Tunisia is poised to start a new wave of reform. And surfers and non-surfers, listen, we have a story for you. These are all coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iraqis thought when coalition forces left the country, peace would come to the nation. The sectarian violence has actually increased, so much so that many are saying a civil war is looming. Spokesman for Voice of the Martyrs USA, Todd Nettleton, puts the violence in perspective.
So far in July, almost 600 people have been killed in different attacks, most of those civilians. In May, the UN says 963 civilians were killed, which was the biggest monthly casualty toll since way back in 2008.
Christians are suffering. Nettleton says you can help them through VOM action packs.
We have American Christians that pack an action pack bag with humanitarian aid materials, clothing items, and then we deliver those into Iraq to Christian families there. Another key way that we're involved is delivering Bibles.
Action packs are great for youth groups. Follow the link at our website, then pray for hope. Next, Tunisia launched the Arab Spring over 2 years ago. Now, they might write history again with the first Arab constitution that does not mention Islamic law. Pat Flanagan of I Am Second.
There's wonderful, good-hearted Tunisians that are tired, that are sick of hardline Islam that seeks to take over. That's a part of what all this revolution was about.
Some say it could set a new standard in the Middle East.
Only time will tell if this is going to work or not. I think it's a good step, though.
The transition comes during Ramadan, a time when your prayers are especially needed.
Everything that's happening in the spiritual world is causing them to pull more into Islam, more into a literal reading of the Quran, and more of a jihadist mentality against Christians.
The 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide will help you. Find it at our website. This is Mission Network News. Well, this might seem odd, but did you know toilets can save lives? There's a worm in Southeast Asia that can enter your brain and cause seizures. It's a disease called NCC epilepsy, and it's the leading cause of epilepsy deaths in the developing world. Baptist Global Response is fighting it by building household toilets. They reduce infection rates and improve general health. Learn more about it at our website. Pray villagers can catch the vision and more toilets are installed. Next, if you're a surfer, you might want to check this out. African Land Mission is looking for people with a surfboard and a heart for God to go on a mission trip to Madagascar. Team members will spend 2 years on the waves as a way to connect with and disciple young people. It's a great way to open doors for the gospel. Now, you can still go if you don't surf. They're looking for fishermen, woodworkers, and songwriters. Information at missionnetworknews.org. And there's a new addition to the family. No, it's not the royal baby. University Christian Fellowship just established a new evangelism director in their ministry family. His name is James Chung, and he was involved with InterVarsity as a college student at MIT. Now he's advancing ministry on campuses across the U.S. James explains his four circles evangelism model.
Each of them have a title on top. The first circle is designed for good, and the second circle is damaged by evil. The third circle is restored for better. And the fourth circle is sent together to heal. And it really is creation, fall, redemption, mission.
The vision?
We hope that by helping new believers get a bigger picture of the gospel, that we're actually setting them up for a life, not just to wait to die, but to know how to live in this kingdom now.
Pray.
For strength and courage and wisdom to know how to set things up in order to help us be in a place where we're not in the way of what God wants to do.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. With your very best gift, Mission Network News is making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide, which is a helpful guide that will help you learn and pray for Muslims during Ramadan, which is underway. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828. There's still time. Or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.